So this morning, I'd like to just speak a little bit about this teaching of Jesus, where he says, I will not leave you orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned. And the backdrop for that is that Satan is an orphan maker. Satan is an orphan maker. He wants you to be in this world without a mother and a father. And then you become an orphan. And then you're very exposed to him, and he can have easy prey upon you. And that's what he wants. And here's Jesus saying, but guess what? I will not leave you orphaned. I will come back to you, and I will reclaim you as my own, because you belong to me. And I will give you back your father, our Father who art in heaven. And you will also regain your mother, the church, on earth. And of course, there's something, there's protection in that, you see. That's the thing, that's the deal. When you have a mother on earth, who is our mother, the church, and our Father who art in heaven, the only way that's possible is if the Spirit is dwelling in you, the Holy Spirit, which is the advocate that Jesus is talking about in the gospel today. I will send him to you to take up his residence within you. And when the Spirit is in you, it puts the devil and all his buddies on notice. Stay away. And it clears the air. It really does. You become light in the world. Now, what the devil wants to do is overtake you, overrun you, and again, once again, deprive you of our Father who art in heaven and our Mother on earth, and leave you orphaned. But see, we can't give in to that. We just can't, because we are called upon to be light in the world. And of course, the way we come back, Jesus says, I will not leave you orphaned, is the confession line. I've never met and known a quitter in a confession line. Only those that are willing to get up again and allow Jesus to reclaim them as his own and fill them with the Holy Spirit of adoption that gives you our Father who art in heaven and our Mother on earth. There's power in being light in this world. But it's not quite the kind of power we think of in the world when we think of power, the kind of power that subjects others to yourself, where you can dominate them and your will is imposed upon them and you say jump and they say how high. That kind of power is worldly power, and it has been wielded by the dictators and tyrants of our world, but that's not the kind of power we discover in the kingdom. I can think of no better place to turn to, and especially on Mother's Day, to illustrate the kind of power we see in the kingdom than to just reflect momentarily on the Blessed Mother. I will be the first in line to say I am completely outgunned by the power of this woman. Completely outgunned. Because Mary, simply by showing up, makes evil spirits suffer so horribly by her holiness that they can't stay in the same place. They flee. They run away. She doesn't have to say a word. She doesn't have to impose her will. She just has to show up. And the dignity and holiness of this woman is of such a nature that it makes the demons scream in pain and suffering. And one of the reasons for that is the source of suffering for the demon is he wants to dominate. That's what he wants to sow in you and I. He wants us to go into the worldly realm of power, and he wants us to try to wield that power over others and dominate and have power over them and have them at the disposal of our will and oppress And he can't do any of that with this woman and is utterly humiliated and suffering every time she comes on the scene. So much so, he can't stay in the same place with her. He has to leave. That's power. That's power. Now you take that into the realm, and I want to speak especially to the high school ladies here. I'm telling you right now, if you are a woman of dignity and holiness, you're already putting on notice a lot of men who may want to take advantage of you, and you don't have to say a word. Men pick this up, and they know not to mess with you. Or if they do start putting their hands in the cookie jar, you slap it. Because you're a woman of dignity. You're a woman of dignity. And that's what we're talking about. When we talk about power in the kingdom, can you imagine? Our Lady sends demons into flight just by showing up. She doesn't have to do a thing. She doesn't have to wield any kind of tyrannical, dominating power. She just shows up and they flee because they have no sway over her whatsoever. That is what we call the victory of love in Mary. It's the victory of love. Now, for us, we're not quite there yet. We haven't reached the victory. So for us, it becomes a matter of persevering in love. That becomes the great challenge. It becomes a challenge of persevering in love because evil can still have sway over us and does every time we become orphaned without a father and without a mother. When we sin, the Spirit vacates us and love departs. And see, then we become vulnerable again, and we can easily come under attack. So for us, we need to learn to persevere in love. And that's the challenge, that's the battle, that's the struggle. But can you imagine the reality of a mother who perseveres in love? She doesn't even have to do anything, and she's already setting up a perimeter around the home of protection just by who she is. She doesn't have to do a thing. She's already in the spiritual realm putting evil spirits on notice. You have no authority here. Just by who she is. I mean, that's like our Blessed Mother, right? That's power. That's protection. And that comes by way of persevering in holiness. And of course, now for the high school men, and I've said this to enough university men over my career as a teacher, the women in your life should not be the only source of virtue in your life. You also need to step up. We do need to step up, us men, and learn how to help guard, protect, and prosper the dignity of the women in our lives. Now, grant you, there are temptations on both sides of the aisle, of the sexes. For a woman, it could be the seduction to having power over men by appealing to the darker angels of a man's nature. And there is a certain power that you gain by wielding your assets in favor of that kind of power. Yes, that's a possibility. And there will be men that will succumb to that. And yes, you will have power. But we all lose. We all lose. And of course, we do know the history of men who have been dominating, overpowering, controlling. That's not of God. Last time I checked, Jesus doesn't relate to us that way, the model of manhood. We're not meant to exercise that kind. That's called sin. That's called being overrun by the evil spirit who wants to dominate and hold sway over us. We have to resist this, men of God. Step up and attempt to seek out the complementarity between male and female that Jesus Christ in his grace makes possible. The power we talk about in the kingdom of Christ is not the power of the world. It's a different kind of power. It's a power to resist against evil and persevere in love. Persevere in love. That's our battle on earth. That's our battle on earth. We can belong to the Catholic Church, but only externally, doing a lot of Catholic things, while internally forsaking love. I mean, one of the great examples of this, I've said this before in the congregation, are priests who have abused the clergy sex abuse crisis. That's priests doing very Catholic things. My gosh, they look so good up here. But they have forsaken love interiorly, and they're doing some pretty predatorial things on the side. But see, not only priests can do that, we as Catholic faithful can do that too. And we become one thing to the outside world and have a double life with something else going on the inside. We have failed to persevere in love, and darkness has some sway over us that's wreaking havoc on other people's lives. Jesus comes that we might have integrity, that what people see on the outside, they meet on the inside. There's got to be some agreement there. And that takes perseverance for us. That's what it does. It takes perseverance for us to maintain that interior life of love, so that what you see on the outside is in fact what you get on the inside, instead of the double life against the eighth commandment of bearing false witness. I'm witnessing to something really good on the outside, when on the inside I could be a ravenous wolf. That's against the eighth commandment. I'm bearing false witness because it's not true. Jesus comes to make it possible for us to be true, true blue, authentic, real, on the ground, faithful, loving people. And that comes about by way of the Holy Spirit. We cannot do that by ourselves. We haven't the power. We do succumb to the world and its standards of power and control and domination and lust and all the other things, the other capital sins. We do, and we need to resist that. We need to learn to stand as light in the world, and the Holy Spirit makes that possible. There's so many ways that we could... I could just go on and talk about examples of where we fail to persevere in love and examples where we succeed in persevering in love. But I'm going to leave that examination to you, because we all need to do this. We need to continuously seek out ways for us to persevere in love. And if we do fail in love, I just reiterate this again, the confession line is there. And I've never met a quitter in a confession line. I've only ever met men and women trying to get up again and be reclaimed as the adopted son and daughter of our Father who art in heaven. and our mother who is on earth. Because Jesus promised us in today's gospel, I will not leave you orphaned.